Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please dial star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn it over to Ms. Lisa Jensen. You may begin.
Hi, thank you. My name is Lisa Jensen. I'm the Worldwide Channel Sales Manager for IBM Tivoli Security Solutions. Today's IBM Security Talk is on winning with Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On. If you turn to slide number two, I want to welcome you to the new IBM Tivoli Security Talk series. Today's audience is directed at IBM business partners as well as direct sellers. Today's talk is on TAMI-SSO, which is a product which enables visibility into user activity, control over access to business assets, and automation of the sign-on process in order to drive value to our clients. I want to emphasize that the TAMI-SSO product is an open distribution. Highlights of the product include dramatically reducing help desk costs, improving employee productivity, improving identity assurance, and cost-effectively addressing compliance challenges. Today's IBM Security Talk is one of a four-part series. We did a talk on the cross-brand IBM Security Solutions. We also did a talk on TKLM. Today's talk is on TAMI-SSO, and we have a talk coming up next week on a new product which is available in PPA and in ESOS, which is available on November 12th tomorrow. On VSP, Virtual Server Protection for VMware, which is November 18th at 11 a.m. Eastern. So what I'm going to do now is turn the call over to Neil Kamal, but before that, I've already said this, but I'm going to say it again. We are not going to be running an e-meeting today. I did email out the presentation to everybody, but for any reason, if you did not get a copy of the presentation, you can email my coworker, Sarah Summers, at sjcurry@us.ibm.com, and Sarah would be happy to email you a copy of the presentation to follow along. And now I would like to turn over the presentation to Neil Kamal on the Worldwide Security Sales Enablement Team to give you an overview of TAMI-SSO. Neil?
Thank you, Lisa, and good morning to everyone. Today's call is primarily for partners. So I welcome all you partners, the security partners, folks who have been selling TAMI-SSO and a variety of other security products, and as well as new partners who are here to learn about this exciting opportunity. And on the call today, in the next 40 minutes or so, I'll explain to you on how to identify an opportunity related to TAMI-SSO, how to excel and present yourself, and then how to win those deals. Now, before we get started, you must know TAMI-SSO is the best product in the market in this space. Enterprise Single Sign-On is what ESSO stands for. And Single Sign-On, as many of you would know, by definition is that you are signed on. You are required to sign on just one time. That's why it is called Single Sign-On. And then from there on, it automates everything. It takes care of all your password problems. So remember this, when you go and sell TAMI-SSO, you are going with a product which have been top in the industry for last 4 years, rated by Gartner and Forrester. And especially in 2010, almost every rating that you would go to in this space, you would find that IBM's product is number one, and not a competition matches it even closely. So with that confidence and the excitement, let's go into the slides and spend some time understanding what is the space, how to identify opportunity. If you will move to slide three, and if you go to slideshow mode, I have a little animation here which will help you go along properly. So password is weird. I mean, we have been talking about it for a long while, but we don't even have to say this. And I'll give you some examples right from the customer on why they think your customer, our customer, everybody's customer think password is weird. They are usually forgotten. Once you have forgotten the password, it leads to wastes of time and money. productivity is lost as well. As you spend time on help desk call to reset your password and all the security measures which are associated with that resetting of the password. Any corporate with more than 5 passwords and 10 application combination makes it very challenging for their employees to remain productive. Challenges are manifold here. One is that there will be a timeout to application, which means you will be logging on several times in a day. So just the time you waste typing the password. If you forget the password, that is another challenge. Security measures of all kind makes it even more challenging. So this is sort of a cutting line. If there is an enterprise which still has one or two passwords, it is not so much of an aggravated problem. But the 5 password, 10 application combination is sort of that red line. If you cross that, and sort of news for us is most of the employee enterprises crossed that limit already here in 2010. So next up, passwords are weak passwords. Generally speaking, most of the passwords are weak because people tend to forget password and therefore they choose something which is convenient for them. So passwords lead to security concerns. One shared password or one shared administrative password can cause havoc for an enterprise. And I don't have to tell you what kind of problems would happen if the vice president of your company's password was compromised. So passwords have a tendency of being leaked, causing security havoc. One, that it is weak, that is a problem, but then there's a tendency of being leaked by you writing the password on the back of the keyboard or sharing it with somebody. You are outside and you need something, so you call your secretary or somebody, a colleague or another, anybody else in the corporate and ask him to get that data for you and therefore reveal your password, which happens to be not just the password for that application but for everything else because you kept it the same. All kinds of password has a tendency of being leaked, not hacked, but leaked. Password expiration is one of the most hated experience for end users. Just go in, talk to your customer, and, you know, while you are at lunch with them or you are, you know, walking on the corridor with them, whatever, just mention to him, hey, what happened? Tell me about your experience with the password expiration in this company. And you'll hear all kinds of stories. Typing multiple passwords multiple times in a day just leads to irritation and waste of time. Then there is problem related to, and the worst part of it all, it is only going to grow. Data is doubling itself every year, and so will the application, because application is the gateway to data, and so will the password, because that seems to be the mantra for all security these days. Every application is protected by a password. So password is evil, and organizations need to deal with it sooner than later. This is the key message that you need to go in with. This is the key identification index, if you will. Talk about password. Share your password experiences and let the customer share their password experiences and go in and feel the pulse of the customer and understand where the problem is. And now once you have done that, the good news is the solution that the customer has, which is the PC Sunflower, moving on to next slide, is not the solution anymore. You see, it is sort of a caricature here, but they have their own solution by writing it somewhere, putting it in their phone, all kinds of other homemade solutions. Those are not going to work anymore. And let's look at the benefits or ROI calculation or business benefits of solving this problem. And that is on the next slide here. So the first thing is it dramatically reduces help desk cost. And the Gartner number in this regard is 25 calls or $25 per password reset call, and at least a 4 call per employee per year, which makes it $100 here in North America per employee per year. That's a lot of money wasted just on passwords. Then so solving that would obviously is a business benefit. Improve employee productivity, another area. Productivity is not just by having faster access, but also by irritation of, the irritation that the employee goes through or the experience, the bad experience that they go through in dealing with these passwords. So that, if you take that experience or the bad poor experience away, it leads to employee productivity. Improve identity assurance. This is on the security note. So it helps from compliance perspective as well as from overall strengthening the security for the enterprise perspective. And finally, it has its own audit and tracking features, which means now for all access level information, you can be assured that you will not be spending any more dollars during your audit. If an auditor comes in, and for those of you who have experienced it yourself or have had an opportunity to talk to a customer about their audit experience, one of the first things that the auditor would do is would like to find out how many accounts you have for an application and who has those accounts, how many people are using it, how many are dead accounts, there are dangling accounts, not being actively used accounts, and how frequent, what is the frequency of uses of account. Anyone and all of these information is a lot of data to be collected. And if you leave it to auditor who is charging you $300 an hour to collect all that data, you're talking about a lot of money spent just on basic data collection of access pattern in your enterprise. TAMI SSO and our product effectively solves it because it automatically collects that data and makes it available for the auditor as well as internally for the help desk administrators to look at. Moving on to next slide, here are some of the customer examples. A large semiconductor, and I apologize for not using direct names here, that's one of the policies, but you can sort of guess which companies we're talking about. So a large semiconductor manufacturing firm, they started working with us in around 2005, and the problem was password. They had multiple passwords. And then people in bunny suits inside the fabrication plant, it was very challenging for them while they are in a very uncomfortable clothing or suit and they are holding heavier items in their hand and they are supposed to then log in into a system before they can do what they were supposed to do with machines. Imagine 1990 or time before, any amount of manufacturing, any kind of machine that workers had to deal with, it was as simple as just, you know, pulling a lever or just pushing a button or this or that. If you look at a typical control panel of a machine, it would be 5 to 10 buttons at maximum. But with computers being an interface for all machines and security being a concern, now you have a keyboard with over 100 keys on it, and you are supposed to type password before you can type a simple button like F1, which will open up the door so that you can put whatever heavy you're holding in your hand. So imagine the kind of complexity, and therefore employees who had seen this kind of change, the frustration that they have. I have felt it myself when I talk to those people inside that fabrication plant. So if you have a customer like that, in this scenario, what happened is we utilized RFID band, just like a wristwatch, which would go inside the suit. Because in the fabrication plant, you cannot wear anything on the suit. It will go inside the suit, and all they have to do is just wave their hand over to a reader which is connected to the computer, and it automatically gets logged on. This is just terrific for them. Talking to these people, you know, we sound like we are heroes and rock star because we have made their lives so much more easier. So this was one of the example or customer scenario. Next up is healthcare. So this is our own CMC hospital here in California. They utilized IBM solution to reduce all password to be one password. Now, this is sort of a kill two birds with one stone scenario because they were getting dinged by HIPAA on not following the compliance of having secured password and security in place as well as two-factor authentication. But on the other hand, doctors who wanted all their passwords to be D, double Ds, and triple Ds, which obviously the security compliance officer was not agreeing with, now they don't have to fight anymore because with our solution, it was a win-win for both the parties. And the security was addressed by having a two-factor authentication, and the convenience that the doctor needed was addressed by having that token just do the sign-on and for them not to type their password anymore let alone typing a single or two-digit password. It's no password in real sense for them. So that's a healthcare. And in healthcare, it goes much beyond. There is there's kiosk environment and shared IDs. There are a variety of scenarios that a customer in healthcare can utilize from a solution like this. And be assured that whichever doctor or nurse you talk to, they would say, password is weird and I hate it and it is evil and it wastes time for me. So it just gives you the right opportunity to go in, feel the pain, and then propose a solution. Next up is a large insurance provider. Now, they utilized IBM solution to improve user productivity and reduce cost of help desk. Very straightforward calculation for them. $25 a user is the cost of the password reset, and four times in a year makes it $100 that they were wasting otherwise. And then utilizing our solution, they were able to reduce that straight away. And finally, a government agency utilizes IBM solution to ease password management for as well as second factor authentication. In this case, it's a smart card sitting on a flash drive. So it's an amazing experience for the government employees because they carry this USB token with them. They insert it in the computer and they feel the ease of being there. A lot of people tie that USB key to their neck or something on their body, which means even if they are leaving their computer for 10 minutes to go to a restroom or just get coffee, immediately the USB will come out of the computer and they will feel assured of having the security. What else is that the password that usually is cached locally for the agent to work on, and I'll explain that solution, is now also on the USB. So they feel like they're taking everything that is secured and that can compromise in security out they are going. Makes it very, very interesting solution for them. Very popular too. So these are some of the example scenarios, and it doesn't matter which industry, what group, and what kind of customer you have. Password is such a problem that almost every single customer of yours will have it in some form or the other. So you need to go to them, listen to their pain point, and then present the IBM solution. So what is IBM solution? If you move on to next slide, slide 7, here is a quick snapshot of what happens. If you go to slideshow mode, there is a slight animation which will help you understand it. So first I round a circle saying this is the agent. This is the guy, or this is our software running on every endpoint, which is doing all the magic. And the magic is simple. Agent has ability to do single sign-on on application without user intervention. So if you have an enterprise application which is presenting itself with a challenge dialog box, username, password, active AD ID, or your server name or your employee ID, whatever it asks you, whatever challenge that application would come up with, agent will be able to respond to it. And how does it respond to it? By having a password cached in a wallet. So if you press the next button, you will see on the slide with the animation that we have concept of a wallet marked as number 3, which interacts with agent, which is marked as number 2, and together they are able to do the magic that is required to be done to do single sign-on. What's important is you're not going to lose your information if you lose your wallet or if your machine crashes, because the wallet is also encrypted and stored on a server, which is number 4 here, for uses at times when you are going to a new machine or you lost your machine or you are in a remote situation. So there is server for backup purposes. And then finally, number 1, which is all forms of second factor devices, whether it is a key, a phone, biometric, OTP token, or RFID tag, or proximity, active proximity, as well as passive proximity badge. It doesn't matter. Whichever form of second factor that they like to utilize, that number 1 will interact with number 2, which is the agent, and get that working. With the technology that we have within IBM, not just a subset of two-factor authentication devices, but almost everything that is out there that the customer might already have or they would like to purchase, depending upon their budget and their security concern, can be made to work with our solution. So moving on to next slide, slide 8, it's a very simple, again, with animation, it shows you the kind of feature set that we have, and this is more meant for your own education, that we do single sign-on, support for strong authentication, kiosk, password self-service, web-based administration, browser-based remote access, user access tracking and audit, and while we do all that, we do not require any change in infrastructure, which means a solution like this would take weeks only to deploy and not go into even months. It's that simple to deploy once the customer purchases the solution. And as Lisa said before, DAM ESSO enables visibility and gives you control and provides you automation throughout your applications. So with that understanding, let's relook how the return of investment looks like for this product. And you sort of understand this, but I just want to emphasize this because this is your key selling point. This is the message that you're trying to deliver for your customer. So the first one is password reset cost is $25, and the number of calls per year, as Gartner says, is 4, makes it $100 per user. And if you look at our offering, TAM ESSO standard license is $69 in U.S. and $99 in U.S., with the 50% discount that's been around, and you can do, you can get that through a variety of means. You will get at a price of $34 and $49. So now, what is the return of investment here? You know, for total cost of ownership of $100K and less for 5,000 users, the return of investment can be achieved in 6 months and less. And this obviously includes the services that would be required for deployment of the product. So including the services from end to end, within approximately a month or so, customer will be able to get return, I mean, will get started on a path of return of investment in 2 quarters and thereby solve all their password problems for their employees. And that's the value that this product brings to the table. Now, some of the feel-good slides. We are the best product in the market, as I said before. You see the Gartner charts as well as Forrester from 2009. And going on to 2010 now, once again, we are rated the strong positive, the highest in the category by Gartner, and same by Forrester. Now, the slide after, which is slide number 12, is a very interesting slide. You know, we have gone above and beyond to help our business partners sell this product. And you know, one of the example of that is now we have a trial available hosted by IBM. All you have to do is take that URL, put that as a part of nice email message, and then send it to your customer. They will go to that URL, and it takes less than 10 minutes to try and download Access Agent on their computer in a trial mode for first 30 days for free, where they can experience how the single sign-on would feel for them. Now, obviously, this is not an enterprise product deployed for them. It is sort of a central IBM server managing some of their accounts, so it will not work in 100% of capacity, and it will only work for some of their application. But the idea is for them to get a feel of how easy it is and how convenient it is. It's like saying if you are selling a comfortable chair, you have to have your customer get a feel of it by sitting on it. And therefore, this brings a unique experience and make it easier for you business partners not to create your own infrastructure and not to waste too much time getting your guys up to speed on how to do things, but start with the sales process right away. If you identify an opportunity, you will be able to take it to the next level just utilizing this trial code. Now, what's even better is that there is a second type of trial, which is a virtual machine-based trial, and that is more extended 2-day period, requires careful handling by a consultant, your own consultant, or you can get one in the market or have IBM help you with that process. but it takes 2 days. But in that 2 days, a customer can do a full-blown POC with our product just in 2 days without much preparation. This comes with of documentation explaining how to do, and it goes on explaining exactly where you should start and what to do after and what to do after. So sort of IBM is giving you a method to become an expert through the experience of doing an POC with your customer. The advantage, obviously, is that you can get started right away and do not have to wait for a time to acquire skills of different magnitude. All right, so with that, let's... And we will have question and answer session at the end. But let me explain to you, going on to slide 13, what are some of the advantages beyond single sign-on? So once you identify an opportunity on ESSO and sell to your customer, there is a lot of routes that you can take into the security space that the IBM has. And these are very relevant pain points that you would identify or your customer would identify. And if you go to slideshow mode and see the animation, the first thing is after ESSO, a customer will ask, can I automatically provision or deprovision my accounts? What it means is, okay, that's fine that you can deal with my password, but I have another problem of creating that many accounts and deleting them when the employees leave. Can you deal with that? And yes, the answer is yes. With the Tivoli Identity Manager, you can deal with that problem. The second is, I need to handle more sophisticated web and cross-domain configurations. This is going into the access management, fine-grained access control, as well as web-level single sign-on and federated identity management. So the answer is yes again. TAMEB and TFIM solution will help you with that process. And then finally, another example here. How do I fit my ESSO audit info into a compliance solution? So I just do not want just ESSO information, but an overall compliance solution for every activity that is happening within my enterprise. Do I have a solution for that? And obviously, yes, we have SIM solution, and that will give you SIM sales. So as you can see, ESSO is sort of a foot in the door for you business partners. After getting with the customer, understanding their pain points, you put in and you go in TAMI SSO for a customer. Now, for next 3-4 years, you have variety of options and variety of pain points that you can associate with and sell solutions within Tivoli Security or IBM Security. Moving on to next slide, here is a very interesting solution, and this is sort of looking in towards the future on where the space is actually going. So another solution which is available as a service is offering today and is also going to become a product soon and will be available in 2011 is called Privileged Identity Management. Now, for those of you who are new in the space, privileged identity is, what is privileged identity? It is those accounts which have special privilege, like the administrative accounts or super user accounts and all those accounts which have more power than a normal user. Privileged accounts are special, obviously, because they are more powerful, and therefore you can do mischievous stuff with that. And from security perspective, we have to treat them as a different category or class. Now, managing privileged account has to be different from regular management, because the idea of rightly managing privileged account is by having reduced number of privileged accounts or reducing the number of privileged account that is created in the first place. And that's exactly what the solution does. By having a self-check-in and check-out system of privileged IDs, an end user or an administrator can utilize this solution to do their administrative stuff without actually having an administrative ID. And what's even better is that with our solution, they don't even have to remember these new IDs that have been checked in and then deal with the frequency of change of password, which is very, very small time window with the privileged ID. So overall, this is a space where those customers who are dealing with too many privileged IDs and the risk of having too many privileged IDs can very much take advantage of our solution and solve that problem. And it is a very interesting solution for those people. All right, the next three slides are basically a summary slide that we do as to sort of homogenize all our presentation on the business partner side. Now, these are some of the questions which I probably answered in my talk so far, but let's do a revision. What is the average deal size? It's written over here, software versus services ratio, average sales cycle, whether it is an open distribution or not. Yes, it is. Where should you look for opportunities? That's also answered. So the next slide is what skills are needed. That's security selling expertise and identity sales expertise will be an addition. Technical expertise, there are sales training available. There is technical training available, and there is certification that you can go to. Those are all good things to do as you start your journey towards on the route of being successful with TAMI SSO and therefore being successful with IBM security in general. So with that, thank you so much for being here, and I really encourage the partners who are new and are looking for ways to enter into the market to leverage TAMI SSO, not just as a foot in the door of the customer, but also a foot in the door for security for yourself. If you are a business partner who have never sold security, and it will take you some time before you really become an expert in being able to advise your customer and being able to consult with your customer on security. But TAMI SSO is unique because it approaches the customer from a convenience angle and then helps them improve security in the process. And for convenience, you do not have to become a guru of that. It's very straightforward. The return of investment is also very straightforward. Hopefully, if you find a few number of opportunities and areas where you already are working on for a different product, you will be able to send this URL for try and buy or the 30-day free trial. And then you would hear back from your customer saying how much they love the solution and how much they would want this solution in the enterprise. So with that, thank you so much for being here. And I will now pass it back to Lisa.
Thank you, Neil. Great job. I appreciate your time. And I just want to remind everybody that we're following along the presentation, and we did not get it posted to PartnerWorld. So I want to remind anybody that joined the presentation late, if you did not get a copy of the presentation, you can email Sarah Summers at sjcurry@us.ibm.com to follow along. So I am on slide number 18, and what I'm going to do is go over the TAM ESSO resources. So if you move to slide number 19, I just want to review the Tivoli Knowledge Center and remind you that the Tivoli Knowledge Center is a one-stop shop for all of your Tivoli security resources. And if you look at the upper left-hand corner, you will see a link for all of the resources for marketing, selling, technical certifications, and products. So if you look on the bottom of this page, you can see a link to the security page, and you'll find here everything you need to know for selling any of the Tivoli security products, as well as TAMI SSO. So do make sure you bookmark this page because it is an important page to reference for any of your IBM Tivoli security needs. You move to the next slide, slide number 20, TAMI SSO Sales Kit. Again, another important page to bookmark. This is where you'll find all of the resource materials around TAMI SSO. And these resources are categorized by client engagement phase. Now, the TAMI SSO sales kit is one of the most robust sales kits we have on PartnerWorld. In addition to the usual resources in the sales kit, the TAMI SSO sales kit has a number of resources incremental to most sales kits. We have customer references, customer reference videos. We have demos. We have a link to the try and buy in the sales kit, in addition to the link that Neil referenced earlier. We have frequently asked questions. There's a red book, a link to the ROI tool, a sales guide. So there is a lot of material here. I encourage you to take a look at this. Everything you need to sell TAMI SSO is available in the sales kit. So a very robust and comprehensive sales kit available to business partners. So please take time to look at this. Moving to the next slide, the channel marketing team has made available to us a new Just Push Go campaign for TAMI SSO. The Just Push Go campaign are a set of interactive roadmaps to help you gain and deliver and execute a marketing campaign. There are two Just Push Go campaigns specifically designed for TAMI SSO. There's an email tactic and an internet tactic. Here we have the internet tactic showing the three main steps for a successful campaign. Plan your internet campaign, fund and execute your campaign, and progress and track leads through the sales cycle. Each step guides you through a series of actions to completion. So please take advantage of this for business partners looking to drive leads for TAMI SSO. All the work has been done for you. Please take advantage of these campaigns. So moving to the next slide, titled Additional Resources, on slide number 22. Again, more resources available around TAMI SSO. As I said, we have a lot of material available. We have magazine articles, white papers, and again, the sales kit is continually refreshed. We even have a telesales guide for business partners. So if you're interested in doing a telesales campaign to drive leads for TAMI SSO, we do have telesales scripts already written for you. So that material has been done. You can utilize that for telesales campaigns. We have materials to help qualify leads, a quick reference guide, an overview demo for customers. For those of you interested in pursuing leads in the healthcare vertical, we have a healthcare demo for customers. For those of you interested in progressing and closing deals, we have trial code available for the U.S., trial code available for the rest of the world. We have an analyst report, IDC forecast, more white papers, Forrester Wave and Gartner Scope, events around Pulse Comes to You, the customer reference video, we have a case study, and then the SE Magazine number one security company article. And then slide number 23, again, more information here. Some of them were already referenced in the sales kit, but a couple things I want to point out. We have a Know Your IBM module for TAMI SSO where you can earn points by successfully completing the online training module to grow your knowledge of TAMI SSO. The Security War Room. This is an important resource for business partners. For those of you that are have an opportunity around TAMI SSO or any of the security products, business partners can request assistance through the security resource to the Security War Room by sending an email to the email on this slide, number 23, securebp@us.ibm.com, and you can see the email information that they're requiring to attach to the email. The Security War Room is really there to help you progress opportunities or help you assist progressing a deal. Please take advantage of this resource. They've done a great job to date helping business partners progress deals or, you know, opportunities or any issues you're having along the way. So, you know, please take advantage of this great resource available to you. And then finally, we do have some special pricing for business partners with approval. And you can see here that we have a discount of 50% off for the first 5,000 users on the standard suite of TAMI SSO, a discount of 35% off for the first 5,000 users of any TAMI SSO unified single sign-on bundle. So if you have any questions on this opportunity, you need to contact Joe Skosich, and his email is listed on the slide. And then finally, I'm going to wrap up on slide number 24. So I've listed here some key contacts. You've got Neil's email and my email, and I've also got some other key contacts. Donna Jones, the North American Tivoli VAD Business Development Manager. Sharon Feller, the Worldwide VAD Business Development Executive. And then Vivian Gawecki, the Tivoli Channel Marketing Manager for Tivoli Security. So So feel free to reach out to any one of us. We'd be happy to help you with anything to do with TAMI SSO, and then for myself, any of the Tivoli security products. So at this point, I'll move to slide number 25, and I'll turn it over to the operator to open it up for any questions any business partners or IBMers have on TAMI SSO. Operator?
If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then one at this time. We have one question from Rainer Barthel. Your line is open.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. It was interesting again, although I know most of it already.
Hi, Rainer. How are you?
Refreshed. I'm just fine. I have one question, and this is regarding the privileged identity management, how to work with IESST. I have a case where I already have an opportunity, and I approached IESST, and they tell me, oh, we cannot subcontract with you. We have to go directly to the customer, and we cannot have you as a main contractor on that, although the customer wanted to do it through us. So I guess there is something still open for you guys to clarify with IESST.
Neil, can I get you to field that one?
Sure. Rainer, I also got your email regarding this.
Maybe we can clarify it right away, no?
Yeah, no problem. So let me do some digging. I'll find out and respond back to you.
I can give you all information regarding that.
Okay. All right, if this is a particular opportunity that you talk to someone in IESST, if you can send me the name and the name of the opportunity,
yes,
it'll be helpful.
I will do that.
All right.
I told the one already that I will involve you guys also. I have no problems with that, but I thought it should be clarified, no? Because there's always additional, a lot of work to be done within that whole project so that the business partners still get a share. No?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Another question from Linda Connolly. Your line is open.
Actually, my question was also on privileged identity management, and if TAMI SSO can be used alone for part of that solution, or is identity manager required?
So there is identity manager requirement as well. So it's a joint solution between TIM and TAMI SSO.
Okay.
And it is available as a services, which means, in a way, you can count this as three-part bundle, TIM, TAMI SSO, and that services offering. Does that help, Linda?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1 at this time. We have no further questions.
Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for participating in the webinar today, and I want to remind everybody that we have our final webinar next week, Thursday, November 18th at 11 a.m. Eastern U.S. time, How to Sell IBM Virtual Server Protection for VMware. Thank you, everybody, and have a great day.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may disconnect at this time.